Hey, there you go. Up we go, please. Should be a fun night. We finish I Will Arise and Go, and that starts this week. And then next week we'll circle back to do Home, because that's in a bit of a rush shape. But besides that, I think we're in good shape. Stretch up. See if you reach that ceiling without reaching. You know, like reaching from here. Not reaching from here. Reach. Reach. Shoulder rolls.
Hello, Emma.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. C major, please. Find that singing spot. Your first thought should be think, pitch, and then breathe into space, and then the sound. The sound is a result of what you do. One, two, three. Sort of push up, and when you go down, to kind of let that voice kind of sag down. So make sure you always feel that kind of spinning sound. This should be in your sound. That's the air kind of creating the sound waves, right? Sound waves should be like that, not like that. Okay? C major, please. I sigh to sing.
I sigh to sing.
Good. Make sure you put that out. Make sure you breathe with that vowel in your mouth. Ready, and.
I sigh to sing. I sigh to sing. I sigh to sing. I sigh to sing. I sigh to sing.
Kind of feel that as opposed to that, right? Like you kind of, I'm gonna get it. No, you just want it to be that sort of thing. Have a seat, sing, shout, hallelujah. I want to talk about a couple things, and we're just gonna run it. Two sort of on your own things to work on. I don't say it enough. Number one, I'm very lenient with all of you on your posture and how you hold your music. I will not say I'm not totally annoyed by it, but I'm very lenient because, you know, I don't know. I just choose to pick on some other things. So just really try to sing this way instead of this way. It just really gets in your way. And how that relates to is like he's thinking now about, you know, holding that music up, looking over the top, so when come concert time, you're strong enough to do it. And then also, it's a habit. There are only two kinds of habits, good ones and bad ones. Habits aren't neutral. Some affect us more than others, but you either have good habits or a bad habit. All right, so try and have a good habit with your music. And it's going to take time, so think about those things on your own. You know, just hold that music up. Try and sit up a little bit more. Some of you literally sing with your music on your lip like this. Literally like that. So try and just get that music up. So as far as the piece itself, what's got me thinking about this is just remember, hallelujah, not alleluia. You know, just every time you sing that word, hallelujah, hallelujah, not alleluia. Sing, shout, hallelujah, sing, shout. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The other word to be aware of in this song is praise. If you can't put that R, and make sure you don't go praise, but pre, like an E, like the guy's name Ed. Sing, shout, praise, praise, praise. this happens, really gets in your way at, where was it? Wherever you sing that, it's comes
page
at
five.
Page five, thank you.
Four,
wherever you sing the word pray. Oh yeah, bottom of four. Wherever you sing the word, just be aware of that. Praise the Lord. It's a praise. It's a pronounce that'll flatten your pitch if you don't sing it right. Okay, a couple little things. Just don't forget page five, measure 21, ladies strong, and general writing music less than women. So at 23, whatever the women have given volume wise, you've got to be less than that. Come before the Lord with a jubilant song. Come make a foot. Make sure you're less than the ladies. The ladies, make sure you're forte. That happens again on page six. So gentlemen, middle six, right in, less than ladies. Okay. Page seven, bottom, measure 37. When we get to the bridge of the B section, he is our hope. Thinking two, it's been sing, shout, hallelujah. Now it becomes boom. He is our hope on his team. Just feel much more legato and much more that phrasing we've been thinking about. He is our hope for, not like that. He is our hope for, just think more line there. Page 8, 47, 48. Oh, just remember the moving parts. This is bottom of 8, maybe circle, measure 47, the alto, tenor, bass part. Anytime you have moving parts, praise God, alleluia, sing, alleluia, all the moving stuff, so that comes out. And this is where I'm talking about, bottom 8, where praise really gets ugly. No, sorry, 45, that's soprano alto note there. Yeah. Make sure praise, not praise. I'm going to do a slight change, middle of 9, last measure where it's it, come and sing. Altos, are you singing there? Last measure, middle of page 9. Okay, good.
Oh, you mean the come and?
Yeah. Yes. Make sure all women are singing there. Yeah. All women singing there. Okay? Yes. 63, page 10. At 63, page 10, make sure you bring it down, right, volume-wise. Come and make a joyful noise to the Lord. Alleluia, praise the redeemed crescendo. Right? 63, make sure you start softer and then crescendo all the way to Lord. Back off on Lord, then crescendo even more.
Okay, hold on a second. Because I had loud on Alleluia and then down. So you want the down on the Alleluia?
What I want is from 61. Come and make a joyful noise to the Lord. Alleluia, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That's what I want. Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's all the different praises as well. Okay. So let's sing through it. Up we go, please. Work at holding up that music. You know, let's see me over the top of it. Okay. And someone be my conscience, and every time we stand up and sing a review, say, tell them to hold their music up, Russ! 1, 2, 3, 4.
Shout, hallelujah, praise the Lord in everything. Sing, shout.
Excellent. Page 521. Ladies, if you could just get to the part quicker. You gave me the volume, but it took you a second to kind of figure out your part. So think that ahead of time. The second time through was obviously better. Next thing, on page 8, just make sure, I'm talking about all the cutoffs. So it's just on V2. So first it's ladies, the word is ma-ro-off, lasting God off, lights the way off. Off on V2. I'm not going to accuse, you just got to really count there. So he is our hope for each tomorrow, offing God off, star that lights the way off.
So we're changing that to like a quarter?
No, it's, I'm thinking in two.
Oh, right? Gotcha, okay.
Thinking in two. So just on that second beat. If you're thinking it in four, but I'm conducting it like this.
Yeah, okay.
Now, probably we'll give you but just count, right? Okay? And the last thing was, I forgot to mention, top of 9, you followed me really well. Just remember, at measure 49... start softer and then crescendo. And you, most of you did that. And then back off just a smidge at the first sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Boom, boom. Come and sing. Right? That's what we want to do. All right, put it away, please. Michelle is up. Music lives in everything.
Bye,
baby.
All right, page 7. Page 7. Sopranos and alphas at page 7. Sopranos, measure 50. I would like to try something. I would like to try for all of the sopranos, just for right now, don't mark anything in music, to sing the second soprano part. So can you just play from the bottom of 7, hear the rocks and mountains ring second soprano C so that they can... So you're going back to that and note. Play again. And then you get a good breath and... go to the up to the F. And you have you're not so high. So let's just try that. So we're gonna take women from 7 probably to the end, unless I stop for some reason. So let's try the top page 7. Raising it. I mean, you know, there's so many things in music that are so abstract in singing, you know, and sometimes just actually feeling, oh, I'm raising that note, even though you're not really raising that note, we'll keep it better in tune. Try again.
Oh.
recording. That's online. People don't know that the every rehearsal is recorded. And there's just some places where it's just an out of tune that we want to fix. And I think some of it is vowels. Melissa. Make it very pure. Even if you leave the N out. And I think some of the other parts of it is where it lies for the sopranos. If it's in a place where it feels, I kind of have to like really push to get that, just sing it very, very softly. Very, very softly. Okay, so I want to do one more thing with you guys before I go through the guys. I want to really make sure we get those. You know where we have the places where we clash and then resolve, Alto's clash and resolve? I want to make sure that we really have those. Where do I want to go here? Okay, so can we just take it from bottom of page 7, calling us to join? And then when we get to long on the top of page 8, just really, I want you to, Alto, I want you to hold that first pitch on long, top page 8. Got it? Last measure. I want to, when we get there, I want to hear that, and then I'll resolve you. Right? So, bottom page 7, last measure. And. Okay. Now, we're not going to do that, but we want it that solid. Okay? That when we get there. All right, so let's do the same thing with bass and tenor. Top of page 7. So just play this. Yeah. So here's the lady's part. All the sopranos sing that. It's just a million quadrillion, and it has nothing to do with, we could keep working on it and try to get it better, but it just sounds so much better. Not only does that chord sound better, it doesn't sound like anything's missing, but the next note sounds better because you're not, you know, coming off of that. So mark that. Everybody sing that. All sopranos sing that. See. All right. I want to try one other thing because the beginning just had this. I just want to try a couple things and see what gives us the best result. Can I have second sopranos only? Where are second sopranos? Here? Second sopranos only sing the first two measures. Musically and everything. Second sopranos only. First sopranos join them for the next section, and then altos come in at 13. Okay? Let's just try that. And then everybody's going to come in. Gentlemen, just make sure that you're ready to go when you come in. Your first entrance, because you can kind of be lulled into this, you know, sitting back, listening to this nice melody, and then all of a sudden it's your turn. All right, here we go. From the beginning, okay. Beginning. Yeah. mark that. Those notes, clashing notes, altos, I don't feel like we're solid on spring. I don't feel like we're solid. So can all the ladies take 13 and hold the note on spring, the first note on spring, just hold it, okay? Just as winter turns to spring, and let's hear that. Ready? And.
Just as winter turns to spring.
You just only have one beat to do that, okay? Alright, let's stand up and sing it from the beginning. So, second soprano, first add, alto's come in. And guys, you still were kind of dragging in. It just sounds kind of like, you know, the engine on the car already needs to be going, and then you come in as opposed to like, oh darn, I gotta start the car and go. That's kind of what it sounded like. Alright, here we go. And. Huh? Oh, okay. It should be li and then sen, okay? Can we just take bottom of 10? Go along so nicely, then we had that snake in there. Ready? And.
Thank you.
Yeah, good work, everybody. It's going to be great. So, just before we get started on I Will Arise and Go, I do see this beginning perhaps as a solo. So if you're interested in that, you know, take a look at it, listen to the recording, and maybe the beginning of April or second week in April, I'll just set up time if you want to come in and sing it for me. So it's, I mean, I suppose I'd be open to hearing a guy sing it, but I really hear a female voice doing it. So take a look at it, listen to the recording, and see if you think like, oh, this is my moment to really do something special. So we're going to skip the part we did last week and just get right into page 8. The two chunks in the middle of this. So the first chunk, the B section, and I shall have some peace there, breath. For peace comes dropping slow, oh, breath. The reason I did that slow, oh, is if you look at the 63 sopranos and the tenors, have a resolution note. So don't die until, don't cut off until I give you a cut off. Does that make sense? Okay, going on. Dropping from the veils of the morning, breath. Dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings, breath, where the cricket sings. That's the B section. The C section is the next part. There midnight's all a glimmer and moon a purple glow, breath, and evening full of the linnet's wings, breath, and evening full of linnet's wings. That's the C section. And then that's all we got. That's all that's new tonight. So a couple things that will make this easier for you. Can we just speak in rhythm from the first last note, top of page 8? So you can see it's mainly homophonic. To review, homophonic means you're all moving at the same time, right? So in measures 60, second sopranos, you have a piece there. Everyone has piece there. Bass, you have piece there. So there's a few discrepancies, but in general, you all move together. Dropping from the veils of the morning. Okay? So whenever you move homophonically, you really want to pay attention to when you're not in sync with the other parts. I just mentioned one. Bottom page 9 is the other one. Alto, look at 66. Dropping from the veils. Everyone else has dropping from the veils. Okay, so just be aware when you aren't moving together. And then top of 10, obviously, there's a little echo thing. Sings the cricket to where the cricket sings. It's a little bit more polyphonic, but it's still in general moving together. Okay, so let's speak, and it's in two, right? So look. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow. The half note's the pulse. Okay, speak please. One, and.
And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow.
One, and two, and resolve, and breath.
Dropping from the veils of the morning, dropping from
that's that whole section. And first sopranos, you notice when you drop out, just keep listening to the second sopranos, and then you fit the cricket sings right with them. Okay? Now, just the second time through speaking through, just polish up your English a little bit. Instead of, and I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow. And I, it's funny, Al was just talking, we were just talking about this before rehearsal, he asked me the question, if someone was in Texas, I'm paraphrasing what you said, but if someone was in Texas, would they sound when they sing like they're from Texas, right? No, they wouldn't, because the choral language is unifying the vowels. It doesn't matter if you're a choir from Minnesota, or Boston, or wherever, the vowels are going to be the vowels, right? So when you sing, and I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, And the best way, the quickest way I can describe to you how to sing good choral diction is to just speak and sing like you're speaking and singing British. Just feel like it's more, hello, we'll have some tea at 4 o'clock and then we'll go out to the pub and have some fish and chips. And I don't know, just it's much more formal, right? Anyway, that's a general thing. So speak it one more time and just... get rid of the American R's, get rid of the diphthongs. The diphthong is two vowel sounds in one part of a word. I, that's a diphthong. There's an A and E vowel in the word I. And on diphthong, you always want to sing the first vowel. An I. Okay, so speak one more time. And, not and, one and.
And I shall have some peace there.
So there's a breath there. There's a breath there. I shall have some peace there. For peace comes dropping slow. Once again, and ready, and.
And I shall have some peace there. For peace comes dropping slow.
Two. One and two.
Dropping
so let's talk about that for a second. Alto's excellent. You hold on just like that. Perfect. Please notice the alto's hold on. You're not doing anything wrong. The alto's hold on before dropping slow. A lot of you are still not getting the rhythm right on peace, last measure. For peace comes drop. You know, I can tell because that S comes in early. Peace, it's for peace comes drop. And what I think about when I'm trying to sing a long note is I feel like I'm lifting the note. For peace comes drop. I always think when I'm on a note of any length to try and feel like I'm lifting it. Okay? Going on, dropping. Make sure it's not dropping, but dropping slow. Dropping from, ready, speak.
Dropping from the veils of the morning. Dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings.
One and two.
To where the cricket sings.
Good. So to just make sure excellent basses and tenors, I'm not going to have time to give you too much top of ten. So your rhythm is... Where the cricket sings, the cricket. Where the cricket sings, the cricket. Sings, the cricket. Just make sure you do that right before beat two. Sings, the cricket. Sing, the cricket. Okay? Can we try and sing this now, the upper three voices. So the soprano, soprano one, soprano twos, and altos. Now, first sopranos, just make sure you think it ahead of time. Can you play that G flat? Just, and feel what? And I shall have mush mouth, okay? Don't try and I shall have, okay? Let's try all three parts, voice parts. One and. Do that much again. You know what it is, you just gotta have the courage to do it. Okay, one more time. Ready, and.
And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow.
And two, and.
Dropping from the veils of the morning, dropping from the veils of the morning to where.
The bass and tenors. And that high note, I mean, it's kind of weird. That time I thought I really appreciated like you were more going for it, but then just it just got a little bit like pushy. So just we play that G flat again. Just feel that space in your head more and just kind of trust it. And when you get on those repeating E flats, make sure you're tuned. Right? It's not a hard part, but if you let that sag. It's old Peter Bagley, you know, like whenever you sing the same note over and over again, make sure each repeating one is higher. And that'll keep it in tune. Okay, good. Bass and tenors, and I shall have one and. One and off. Yeah, very nice. So what a couple things, really nice job of tenors and basses. What I really like is, in Michelle's song and then here we have that about listen and sings. Just be very careful how you sing that about. It's a really tough word to sing. Like the word it, right? Just be aware of that in Michelle's and in this one too. That was great. Hey, just bass and tenors, top of 10. Just making sure we're getting off that second sings. Sings the cricket, right? So just make sure you make that first note top of 10 and then first measure top of 10, first note and first note, second measure, same distance. Sings the cricket, okay? And tenors, if you can add as much as you, just top of 9, just disregard the dynamic. Just make it strong there. Because you're the only one singing that. The sopranos are going to be, and the first soprano, second soprano is going to be both a third higher than you, so they're going to drown you out there. Okay? Good. Awesome. Must have all the parts. By the way, you're rehearsing really super well tonight. I mean, these are sometimes, Rick Coffey, who was a conductor of Concord, he started the group 50 plus years ago, and then he retired. One of his things was like, you know, everyone loves the concerts. Rick Coffey hated the concerts. He'd rather rehearse all the time. Because rehearsal is where you really start making things happen. The concert is almost like just like dessert, right? And so you're really rehearsing well tonight, like, because it's not like this, oh, just get up and sing and have tons of fun, right? It's like we're really trying to like woodshed these pieces and make them into something that when we sing the concert, we're going to be like, wow, what a journey we took. It's almost like going to art class and you start with that piece of clay and then you're just sculpting it, you know? And you can always go in and sculpt it more, right? So you're really rehearsing well tonight. So I don't know why I said that there. Just I guess I said it before I forgot to say it. So let's take everyone. Is that what I wanted to do? Yeah, so page 8 top. Last note, top page 8. And I don't need a lot for sopranos. I just need to be in tune and lingering up there. Okay? One with that bass. Nice big breath. One and. So that chord change is a little bit of a surprise, right? So just be aware of it. You had it. Just trust it. Hey, let's go on for now. There's a couple things I want to still work on that on, but not bad. Let's go on for now. Going on, we're going to speak again in rhythm. Let me go through, show where the breaths are. The midnight's all a glimmer and moon a purple glow. Breath. And the evening full of the linnets weeping's breath. And evening full of linnets wings. Okay? Toughest rhythm, and it's not tough, but the rhythm you gotta work out for the most is bottom of 11 and evening full of linnets wings. It's just syncopated. Let me do it for you one more time. And evening full of linnets wings. And in my music, I have 1, 2 in the space, the and when I move and going on. And evening full of linnets wings. Okay? Can we speak, please, from top of 10, last note? And maybe Playboy's parts along, but you guys speak, okay? One and.
Midnight's all a glimmer.
No. One and stop.
And evening full of the linnets wings.
And two and that's forte and.
And evening full of linnets wings.
Yeah, bravo. I think in 5 more years we're going to be really good. I meant that as a compliment. Didn't sound like a compliment. Well, you know. So good. Do it again. We have some lingering S's, and we actually have some added S's. Like, at noons, a purple glow? I don't see an S there. Midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple. You're probably trying to rhyme it with midnight. I don't know what you're doing, but anyway. One more time speaking, a one, and.
There midnight's all.
There's no S in there either. A one, and.
There midnight's all a glimmer.
So maybe writing your music 1-2-1-2-1-2 off, or 1-2-3-4-5-6 off, whatever you want to do, so you know how long that is. Because trust me, if I say, if you know it's six beats, it's going to be easier than if you're just like holding on until I cut you off. We. Okay, it's going to be a lot easier. Good. Can this part, can we try, please? Oh. Bottom of 11, tenors just stay on the E flat, just omit the G flat, just stay on the lower of those two notes. And for sopranos, at your high note on evening, here's how you sing that high note. Actually, how you sing every high note. If you just sing, well, I say this, it won't work. But in general, over my 40 years in the business, if I've said the following statement, it works 99% of the time. If when you get to that high note, you just sing the highest note in your head at that time, it'll be right. It'll just because you're in the key, you know, you're kind of, you'll probably hear it correctly, but then you'll doubt yourself. So when you get to that high A flat, just highest note in your head right there. And we'll see if my system works or not. Okay, so they're midnight all, ready? Now you know the rhythm, right? So we're not going to screw up the rhythm, right? Let's try just the ladies. They're midnight. Sorry, one more time, clear our minds. Shh. Alto?
No.
Just make sure you know, it's like, you know, you ever go in the car and you're on the radio station and it's just not quite on the station, and you just gotta, like, that's what you need to do on all your notes. You just gotta tune in a little bit more, okay? Because this part, when I listen to the song, this is the part that surprises me. I don't expect what it's doing. I think it's cool because it's not in any other part of the song, and I think it does a really good job of trying to give this kind of midnight moon thing going on, but it's not what you're expecting. Okay, one more time, ladies. Look. When you get to those held notes, dial it up. One, and. Two. Dial. One, and turn it up. Go for it. How soon you got it, ladies? I feel like the sopranos are in therapy. I really do. I feel like I should get extra pay for the soprano section. So what'd you forget totally?
The rhythm.
The rhythm. Yeah. You're like, Andrew! Hey, here's a hint. When it's not sounding good, move on. Okay. And evening, we play for him once the upper three parts. One and. One and. Now sing it right now, but not One and two. Yeah, do it again. Do it again from memory. Ready? One and. Do it again. Listen to the other parts. See where you fit it with the other parts. One and. Bravo. Now, can we get into it, please? Can we? Let's do the guys first, bass and tenors. Bottom of 11. Ready, bass and tenors? One and. Let's do it from this whole section, then we'll get into it. This is the ladies and the guys coming in. Top of 10. Hear it in your head. Hear it in your head. You're recalling it now. One and. One and two. One and two. Very nice. And remember that whole thing about it, you got to do it right every time. Because if you don't do it right, you get up there, your brain's confused. You got to find where that fits and then put it there every time. And part of it is the word. And I wouldn't sing Eve, I'd sing and evening. Don't say and evening. Okay? Good. Can we get into it, please, and see how you do? So, oh, it should be easy, right? Yeah. You just got the same thing up. Let's do it. Can we take it from top of 8? Top of 8, please. And we're going to put these two sections together, right? Okay. Do you hear the song in your head? One and. You didn't listen to your first note, first soprano. One more time. Bass. Tenor. Got it? One and.
And I shall ask a peace then, for peace comes walking slow.
And lightly and.
Dropping from the hills of the morning, dropping from the hills of the morning, to where the
one and two. Hey, you're dragging really bad on page 9. Dropping from the veils of the morning. Dropping from the veils of the morning. Right? This is a brilliant, not brilliant, that's wrong. I think the composer does a really good job of setting the text, the music he's picked to the text, right? So why I say that is, when you get to this dropping from the veils of the morning, you can almost see the kind of what's happening. It's light. It's light. So if we're plotting on it, it's going to ruin the poetic value of it. And he does a really good job. Midnight's all the glimmers. Right? He does a really decent job of putting the music to the words. So keep that in mind as you're singing. Let's take it with the piano part from top of 8, measure 50.
Can I,
yeah.
Because I just don't want us to get in our wrong in our head.
Oh, you're talking about the held note?
No,
okay.
There's some discrepancy on the top of page 10 to where the cricket sings, the sing note. And I don't know if it's because we're singing an A flat and they're singing a B flat. I don't know. Can we?
Yeah. So top of 10 altos, please, to where the cricket sings. One and. Good. Add the tenors. Add the tenors. Tenors just come in on the cricket. Altos. One and.
Tenors.
No tenors. Tenors take it from the second note top of ten, the cricket sings, tenors alone. One and two and one. Good, so make sure you don't go, the cricket sings together. So altos, tenors are going to start like two notes before you, okay? One and two and tenors. Alto. Awesome. All right, good. Thanks, Michelle.
Uh-huh.
Can we take it from top of eight with piano part? Actually, yeah. So take a second and look at your last note, top of eight, glade. So basses, you got to hear a fifth up, tenors a fourth up, altos same note, fourth up. So tenors and second sopranos just listen to each other. You have the same transition, and first and foremost, it's the third higher. You ended up on E-flat on glade. Up the octave, please. One more. And now the G-flat after it. Right, so glade, and and the more you can kind of hear the next section in your head before you get into it, the better it will be. Okay, let's do it a few times just to get that. Can we take it from glade, right? Sing glade, bass note, tenor, alto, second foremost. Piano part, look up, ready, and. One, two, nothing higher, and.
And I shall have some peace there.
Good. How'd that do? Let's do it again. First press, I shall have some peace there. I think some of you are still struggling with that. I shall have some peace there, not peace there. Second press, I have that. I shall have some peace there. We're in G flat major, so it's I shall have some peace there. Okay, one more time. Same exact thing. Glade. Ready, and. Glade. Up and two. Forte.
I hear.
proud of yourself. Two rehearsals, really good job. Like way, way quicker than I thought you were going to pick this up. So good on you. Good for you. And I'm glad I underestimated you. That's great. Well, that doesn't happen all the time, so I'm glad. So that's awesome. That's awesome. Let's just do some more. Can we... Something's wrong?
No, fine.
Well, I mean, I probably don't hear everything.
Oh no, it's fine. No, it just seems, still seems weird, but I don't know.
And you know, a choir director, he's like, remember the old show MASH? Yeah. That was like they were when all the dead bodies and wounded people come in. Like, what do? They triage. What do I? You know, that's basically what a choir director does. It triages.
You know,
here's what is the most egregious sin I hear right now. So I'm probably missing some stuff, little stuff. Maybe it's the big stuff. Yeah, one second. So in general, basses and tenors, this is on page 15, I'm giving you great, so I am giving you a gesture, great, that's your gesture, and I'm doing that, I think, pretty consistently, bottom of 15 again, okay, so that's, watch for that.
Rusty wants off on one.
Yes, we're cutting off that quarter note. Yeah. I was wondering if anyone was going to notice. Yeah. Very top of 16. Very nice job. Just measure 1/16/17. The I here at the middle of that system up there. Just have that one circled because it's different, right? It's different. I hear it in the deep heart's core. Now, all of it, you've been doing that for 15 pages. Now you're going, hear it, I hear it, I hear it. Finally, in the deep heart's core. So just be aware of that 16th sort of the coda of the piece. Okay. Can we do...
Page 16, yeah. Same thing, off on one on it.
Yeah, all of those. Yeah, all of those. Can we go from the not very beginning, the solo beginning, but let's see what we remember. Nice job. Let's just do from a page, bottom of 4. I'll do a little solo thing, and then you guys come in on 31. Okay. One and two. Great. First soprano, just make sure you sing the first note. You're all playing chicken on the first note. So what I might do is, first sopranos, until you feel comfortable, just sing the first three notes of the alto. I will. Right, does that make sense what I'm doing? That's how you can get your note. Okay, but one way or the other, I will arise and go. It's got to be there, okay? One more time for me on the solos. Oh, what? You know that you're doing great. You're doing great. So much better. I know I'm in your face all the time. That's what it is right now. But another thing that will help you, and this is everybody, you almost never overshoot a note. You almost always undershoot a note. Not you, anybody. In general, you're going to undershoot notes. So when you get to a note, just feel like that kind of over it. I'll let you know if you're overshooting it. But in general, amateur singers will undershoot the notes. And professional singers as well. Okay, one more. So when you get to those really high notes, just roll the football. Roll the football. Okay? Ready? Me. Nope. It's got to be more homogenized. So I would sing, it's just like, I hear a bunch of individual voices. I will arise, right? Just a little more hooty, a little more, and just listen to each other more. So in general, loud singers back off and soft singers sing out. Okay, one more time. Just make sure for sopranos, and go. You can't go, and grow. You just can't slide up there. You can't slide up there. And go, it's gotta be right there. One more time. Ready, and shedded in two rehearsals, so good on all of you. Excellent, everybody. Number two, I forgot this last week, just Rallentown, the last three measures. So we'll be slowing down those last three measures. And you followed me great that time, just circle it. I probably won't go into four. It's low, 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 low. If I just go into four for the last two notes. But just be aware it's gonna slow down for the finish. And the third thing was nothing. Great. When our voices rise. I might have to go out and hire a hammer dulcimer player now.
Yeah.
I don't know, I didn't.
Hammer dulcimer really does.
Well, she's got an effect on her keyboard, sounding nice. But I wasn't sure we were gonna be able to do the song, to be honest with you. I don't want to go spend $400 or $500 on a piano dulcimer for one song.
That's right, Nightingale's the player.
What's that?
Nightingale's and
Lyman? No. They have enough dulcimer for
it? I believe they do.
Okay. Really nice job, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so let's just kind of break this one down. We haven't done this forever. So let's just, my memory of where this song is. Is we the first two verses, we just kind of all spit out the words at the right time. The second verse seems to trip you up more than the first. So let's work on that first. Let's just sing the first two verses. So basically, let's sing through to page 9. And to remember it, when our voices rise, ring through the skies, the melody. Rising higher, we can move through the fire, walk and never tire, when our voices rise. When our voices rise, right? So that's kind of the groove of it. And move through the fire, bottom of 5, and bottom of 8, stand the storms and persevere, sing our song. Those are the ones that are and trip us up. So let's kind of get it back in our brains with that in mind. Pitch, basses, tenors, altos. That's the voice part one time. One, and let's kind of review it. One, and two, and three, and go. Make sure you don't go, when our voices rise. Gotta get that length on that. Does that make sense? Okay, good. Let's do the same verse again, please. And be aware of top of 4 second measure. See, the tenors have that resolving note. I'll cut you off. Skies are met. I'll cut you off. And top of 5, go. Bass and tenors have the moving notes. Go. Oh. As our voices, be aware of that so girls, you don't drop out on them. Make sure you sing until I cut you off. And tenors, you're a little long at measure 12. It's very short. Everywhere you go, when our voice, okay, a little short. Let's do that verse again, please. One and two and ready, and.
Good. Let's do one more
you to look at each phrase and then look up. Get your face out of your music. And listen to the room more. Sounds great. But just, so you're going to go like this. You're going to go, when our voices rise, ringing. So you're just going to look down for the first note of each one, okay? One. And one more little thing. There's some subtle character shifts in these. It's when our voices rise, ringing through. That's the same thing. Our melodies. That's a little bit more legato. Do you feel that? Everywhere you go. That's a little more bouncy. As our voices keep on rising higher, we can move through the fire. Mark it, walk and never tire. When our voice, right? So it's got some different characters within it. And also see if you can feel those when we're singing. Okay, voice parts. Look up, look up, look up. One and two and ready and.
When our voices rise.
Look at the next line, now look up. Second verse. So I think I have written my music, and I think I said this to you. If not, I'll say it now. Less than the beginning. So it's a little bit of contrast dynamically. And then it should be pretty easy until you get to the bottom of eight, right? So as our, this is page eight top. As our voices echo loud and clear, we can stand the storms and persevere. Work our song, sing our song and never fear. So just be aware of spitting those words out, okay? I think it's the same harmony, it's just got the words of it, okay? This is top of seven. One and two and ready.
When our voices rise.
So let's play, since you're doing so well, let's play. You're going to sing it 5 million times softer, but it's going to be 5 million one times more rhythmic, more in tune, more spitting out the words. So you're going to turn on that dial, you're going to turn the volume like way down, but you're going to turn everything else way up. And I just taught you a concept for every soft singing you ever do in your life. Okay, here we go.
When our voices,
one and two and ready and.
When our voices rise.
Good. So, awesome. Could we do it from bottom of six and make that forte? When our voices rise. Okay. A little trick to make soft singing sound soft is put a little air in your sound. When our voices. I'm putting a little more air through my vocal cords to kind of make it sound a little softer, even though I'm singing fairly loud. Well, not loud, but you know what I mean? Just put a little air in your voice. Like if I said, will you shut up? As opposed to, don't shut up. I don't know why that came to my mind. So, bottom of six pitches, please. Fortissimo and
when our voices rise.
And
when our voices rise, the world can hear our
God. Three and four. Excellent. So we're going to do that, top of seven. Don't forget that, really soft there. So we're crossing off the poco crescendo on page seven. We're keeping it soft. And then we're poco a poco, little by little, poco a poco, crescendo, at measure 29. That's where we'll start it. As our voices echo loud and clear, we can stand the storm and persevere. And pew, P-I-U means more mezzo forte. So just basically get louder and louder to bottom of nine. Okay, let's do it again, please. Bottom of six, loud voices. And try and look up, try and look up, try and look up. Hold your music up. Three and four and one.
When our voices rise.
That's great, everybody. That sounds great. Next part, page. Yeah. Just remember, it's sing together, children. Don't you get weary. Sing together, children. We must keep our voices rising. Shout together, children. Don't you get weary. Our song will grow stronger when our voices rise. Turn the page. Okay? Can we do page 10, voice parts, please? Here's that word, sing. Sing. A lot of space. Okay. Sing together, children. One and two and three and go.
Sing together, children.
Oh.
Don't you get weary. Sing together, children. We must keep our voices rising.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We do the soprano, sing together, children, we must keep our voices. Ready, and.
Sing together, children, don't you get weary.
Stop, bottom of ten. Ready, and.
Sing together, children, we must keep our voices rising.
Good, add the alto. So all ladies, ready, and.
Sing together, children, we must keep our voices rising.
Good, add the tenors, ready, and.
Sing together, children, we must keep our voices rising.
Good, and the most interesting part is the alto part. So just make sure that's really, really strong. Keep our voices rising, keep our voices rising. I need some hefty sound there, okay? Add the basses, please. Ready, same place, and.
Sing together, children, we must keep our voices rising.
Bass alone, make it sure the A-flat's right. I'm not sure the G-A-flat's correct. Ready, and.
Sing, we must keep our voices rising.
Yeah, so my guess is you want to go up to the tenor B-flat, some of you. And the soprano's B-flat. We must keep our voice. So put a little arrow going down on that A-flat. You're going to want somebody to lean toward the B-flat. We must, count G. Please. We must keep, play it G and then a B-flat. We must keep. Can we do the tenors right now? If you just sing the bass part, go up to your note on keep. So tenors are going to go, we must keep, just for now. Okay, and basses, we must keep those three notes. Am I messing you up? Do you understand what I want? I want to hear the clash note. One and two and three.
We must keep.
Okay, so tenors, maybe just take it from your, well, I'm your bass and tenors from the start of that bottom of ten. Okay, ready, and.
We must keep.
Yeah, so third time, I want you to hold on the key, so I can hear the clash. One more time. I don't have to start at the beginning, do I? Can start. One and two and ready and.
Sing, we must keep.
Add the alto, same exact thing. Hold on to the key. Ready and.
Sing,
Sing along once, ready, and.
Sing together, children, we must keep.
All the three parts again, ready, and.
Sing together, children, we must keep.
Hear it? Hear that chord? Add the sopranos, please. We're going to hold on, keep, ready, and.
Sing together, children, we must keep.
So I'm going to play a game. We're going to hold that chord, and I'm going to cut off. I'm going to tell one part to keep singing. So, for example, hold bass. Bass keeps singing. Everyone else cuts off.
Okay.
Hold altos. Everyone else cuts off. Altos keep holding. Right? Okay? Here we go. Ready, and.
Sing together, children, we must be.
Second soprano. Not keep, keep. So if you were too high, make an arrow going down. Well, one more time. Ready, and.
Sing together, children, we must keep.
Second soprano. Good. Now, here's the good thing again. If you just have elephant ears, your singing will be better. Right? Because the sound is in the room. You just got to be listening for it. And I always just say it this way. There's three ways you need to listen. You need to listen to yourself. And then we get comfortable with that. You need to listen to the people next to you. And then you need to listen to your section. I guess there's four I'm expanding on. And then you need to ultimately listen to all the parts. So you kind of go from this to that. That's what I'm about elephant ears. So you kind of have to listen, where's your part? And then how does your part fit in with all the other parts? Listen across the choir. Okay? All right. So one more time, and we're going to do the same exact thing. Two and three and four.
Sing together, children, we must be.
Altos. Yeah, right, one more time, ready, and.
Sing together, children, we must be.
Altos. It's so vulnerable, isn't it? Everyone drops out. Oh, okay. Can you tell when you're off? Can you tell some of you are off? Okay? So just make sure you're listening. And then you got to make the thing like, am I too high or am I too low? Because what's happening is, using you in this example, is somebody's pulling you. Because it's a A flat, play that please, against a B flat, against an E flat, against an F, against a B flat. So your note is probably being, second sopranos are probably pulling some of you. Okay? So just keep that in mind. Let's go on, please. This is from top of 10. One and two and going on and.
Sing together, children. Don't you get weary.
Bottom of 10.
Sing together, children. We must keep our voices rising. Sing together, children. Don't you get weary. Our song will grow stronger when our voices rise.
Good. Is that any different than the previous verses?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, so we got to move on because I want to do one more section and then run through this. Can we, can we start on page, just look at page 14. And don't let this throw you off. We don't really need to look at page 12 and 13. Just look at 14, and I'm just going to keep repeating it. First time through is going to be sopranos and basses. Page 14, first time through, sopranos and basses. Second time through, add tenors. Third time through, add altos. Fourth time through, we'll sing it. And fifth time through, we'll go on. Okay? Because I'm running out of time. I want to go through the whole song. So that's just what we'll do for right. We can do that way in concert. Basically is, sopranos and basses sing first. I'll cue the tenors. I'll cue the altos. Keep repeating, keep repeating, keep repeating. Ending, finish song. Get it? You don't really need the music. It's just, you know, just know your part, know when you come in. Okay? So this is page 14, basses and sopranos. Tenors on deck. Sing, sing our song. And remember, tenors is sing, sing our song all day long. Okay? Sopranos and basses. One and two and three and four.
Sing our song all day long.
Yeah.
Loud and strong, we must keep our voice.
So first off, just look what you have to do. Everyone looks like everyone's got to kind of basically go down a step. Tenors go up half step. Altos go up a third. Second sopranos go up a half step. And first sopranos go up a...
If the altos think that they're singing sing together, again, they're going to get the...
Yeah. Drive. So basically, you have to figure that out, right? So let's take it from top 14. This is everybody. Everybody top 14. Tenors, I don't want to go all day. Boom. Sing. Now you know what the thing is, right? You got to feel... Sing our song, oh, all day long. Them, beat you, da dee da ba ba be ba ba ba. Them, beat you. Them, beat you. Get it? That's the rhythm. Here we go. Top 14, everybody. 5, 6. We'll do this twice and then go on. Twice, page 14. Then do the end. Ready? And.
Sing together, our song.
Any of you alto sopranos have? If any of you have that fifth above, just let it out. This one would be nice. Rise. Okay, hold on. So we have time for it. Let's go. Up we go, please. Thanks, everybody. 5, 6, Emma, go.
And our voices.
Hey, everything good? I almost texted you at the next day that I forgot. Yeah, everything good?
Yeah.
There you go.
How about you?
No, we're just deciding where to go to England. The week we're off in here, we'll go to Viking and Shenandoah. We can't decide. We can't decide where to go. What? Probably, because it's 3 weeks away, so probably should just go to Shenandoah. Let's go. Well, that's one thing. Like, if you ended up going, you would probably just go to the lake. I'm like, if you're going wrong, you want to go to the lake.
Yeah.
Or, you want to go to the lake. If you're all the way there, I'm going to change it. Yeah, but I could probably look at it. No,